at the beginning of the claim process. And I think that the question relating to cooperation with other entities like the workmen's compensation, you know, whether Quaida and those sort of people. In terms of our aid, what our current act says that is that we will take compensation only to the extent
capacity The issues I would try to walk slowly through them so that we can have a good appreciation of what the issues are. And hopefully also try and provide some perspective in terms of relating one part of this talk to the other. So I'm walking a bit slowly so that those that want to take notes can take notes. I think the first thing that must be noted is that since the implementation of the FMA in particular, another legislation that made it to local government and infrastructure and so on, there has been some progress in the certain area. Progress is slow, but there are things that I think are notable that should give us a foundation on which we can launch a more radical improvement strategy. One of these, and I will look at it from a financial management perspective, one of these has been an issue that I think typically will possibly write into a chapter in the review document that the intergovernmental body put together. One of these has been the progress made in relation to how the budget or the planning process proceeds. And there are certain rules and time frames that have been prescribed in relation to that. For instance, 90 days before the beginning of the financial year, there should be a budget prepared and tabled and submitted to the oversight structure of the local government. And at least 30 days before that time, this budget should be tabled so that it can be approved. And it must be approved before the beginning of the financial year. Over the year, in this year, there has been improvement. So it means that as long as plans are there, available, early enough, then there should be a better chance to execute them better. But of course, that's a theoretical position. But you will understand the difficulty any person would have if there isn't a plan available in executing that plan. Because so there has been improvement in that area. Most of the plans are being submitted in time, they get approved in time. In fact, I think around about 60% of the plans are approved before the beginning of June, and maybe close to 80% are approved before the beginning of the financial year. That is a step in the right direction. But it doesn't end there. There needs to be annual reports done, there needs to be year-end reports done, and there is some improvement in that area in terms of having the reports available. The actions that ought to be taken based on those year-end reports, of course, is an issue that is still requires attention. There has to be annual reports. There has to be annual financial statements. The audit has to take me to look into these matters and address them. And if you look at that part, because that's important for oversight, because oversight will get that to get a total picture. There has been a huge backlog over the years in the submission of a non-financial statement. There is still at least a thing about service. Municipalities that have not done any financial statements forwarded to the Auditor General. So, 276 have submitted, 253 audit reports have been concluded by the Auditor General and finalized the tender for the municipality. So, that's about 89%. If you then look at that picture, the token, I will tell you the progress is where there's no problem in relation to that aspect. Western Cape, 100%, everything. All financial statements submitted, all audit support done. KZN, 98% done. Across 61 municipalities there. They've submitted everything, but only one audit report is outstanding in KZN. Gauteng, 100% done. Northern Cape, 100% done. Mpumalanga, 100% done. So that leaves you with Eastern Cape, Northwest, Free State, Limpopo being the provinces that are still behind in relation to that. Eastern Cape sitting at 89% of the audits being done, 100% of financial statements submitted, 89% done. So the only provinces where financial statements have not yet been submitted in full is there are two municipalities in Limpopo, there are three municipalities in Free State, and two municipalities in Northwest. So those are the three provinces that have not yet fully applied. So, Chair, what I'm saying here is that you can see that there is an improvement Then if you want to report in those municipalities, have your TFCs analyzed 100%. With the West municipality in that you are seeing the POPO sitting at 53% only of audit reports being finalized. This is an important point to note and to understand, because if this chair is talking about improving the situation, you don't need to have this kind of backlog at all, so that you can start improving. Otherwise, while you're dealing with the backlog, you are expending resources in catching up, which resources could be utilized in dealing with other issues. Now, looking at 263 municipalities, those who are I can find that out and report that. I do not have the name of the municipality. But in as far as now, we have the problem to start in the future. Then, in respect of the audit opinion that has been issued by the Auditor General on the functioning of the municipality, last year, and I will make a comparison from last year so that we get a picture. Last year you had 25 adverse opinions. This year you've got 22. Last year you had 118 disclaimers. This year you've got 104. So in those two categories, you had 143 last year combined, and 126 this year combined. So that is a some improvement in terms of that category of qualification. And I must audit reports were only three, or as opposed to two last year. So that is the teacher. What this teacher tells me is that there is some improvement, but the improvement is low. We need to understand where the issues are. If I were to just give an indication on which provinces where there is a prevalence of the water qualification, you will find that Western Cape has got about 20% qualifications, KwaZulu-Natal about 32%. I should be on the page, that should be the third page, I think. The one that's got municipalities to 2006-2007. Except that, I think the report that you have that the Director General submitted to you is possibly not an up-to-date report. The one we're looking at is as of today. So there are slight differences between what you have on those pages. And also, although the trend is the same, but there are slight differences. I tried to put it a very up-to-date. And I do not know if I do have to be by it. We can make the printout available, but what I can say, we email the document to the chair. But the issues are not going to change because this information is being presented publicly today. But the qualifications are prevalent in Western Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, and so on. You must then understand that I'm still going to talk to the disclaimer. So when you look at qualifications and see that there are many in that province, that could be the province that are moving towards an unclarified water support. Because if you remember, just in the last slide, we were talking about which provinces have finished their water and so on. And the provinces where this water has been finished, you see that you can see how many qualifications. And that they have, which is what they came for to Natal, to Malang and Khabti. Excuse me, these are unqualified for the support in those provinces. 32% in KwaZulu-Natal, 20% in Mpumalanga and Western Cape, 12%, 11% in Khabti. So these are unqualified for the support. The qualified one, you will see in KwaZulu-Natal that you do find quite a few of them, 34%, Western Cape 24%, 18% in the Eastern Cape and 11% in the Pacific. These are the 25 audit reports. The West Cape scenario, which is what I want to emphasize, is the where there are adverse opinions and disclaimers. Although KwaZulu-Natal has finished most of their audit report, we find that about 14% of the qualifications there are actually adverse or disclaimers. Eastern Cape 24%, which is the province that has got the largest number as a percentage of the total. Northern Cape 21%, Northwest 13%, Limpopo 10%. These are adverse or disclaimers. Now, in the statistics, in the papers that you are having, you will see that you're talking numbers like 81% in the former forest area, 77% in Northwest and so on. And hence I'm saying that picture is the picture that has changed as the finalization of all the audits for the outcomes were coming through with the audits general. Now, I think if you just pause there, you will understand from that slide which areas require attention. And the question that you are raising, Chair, around the capacity of the provincial treasury, the national treasury, Department of Local Government, and so on, to support municipalities becomes critical, because then these are the areas in which we need to see what is happening. The point I want to point out at this point, and in relation to that, is that Western Cape has got 2% in this category, in the schema and only 2%. Then the question that arises, what is different in Western Cape? Gauteng has got 3%. What is different in Western Cape? What is different in Gauteng? And what I'm going to say here is what I know. If somebody knows something different that I do not know, I should not be held liable for that. Western Cape has got a system of operating that disregards the fact that there are dedicated municipalities. They bring everybody together and they work together as municipalities in the Western Cape regularly. They learn from each other, they share information, they help each other. In fact, for some of the things, even in the national treasury, when we engage that process in the Western Cape, we leave that process being wiser, because the process is self-monitoring and supported very strongly by the provincial treasury and the Department of Water. So, what you are looking to share that you need to have that capacity as a treasury and the local Department of Water Company level to support the municipality is absolutely true, because then that way it will be working. In Gauteng, while they don't quite operate in that way, but they do have a forum that is driven by the MEC for local government that cut across as well, almost similar to what is happening in the Western Cape. And that process also took the issues that came out of Project Consolidate and advanced them further and driven through this process of ensuring that these issues are attended to and regularly there is that interaction taking place. There is retired professionals that have been brought in to assist the Gauteng municipalities. And I think those things are initiatives being taken in those localities. And I'm emphasizing this point here because there's a slide that is coming that talks about best practice. And if we look at what is happening in these two provinces, and that slide, and the picture that we see in that slide, I think we will begin to identify where should the solution come from. I do not want to take this meeting too long, so let me just go straight to that issue. Those in general identify six aspects which they call the perfect issue. One of them is that, in fact, the other one they just said it, but the five best practices, let me talk about five best practices, is that you need to have financial information, quality financial information being produced regularly. And it must be done on time. Key officials must be available to respond to queries by the auditor. There should be compliance culture, there should be government processes that are strong, risk management processes that are strong, a good internal control environment, and there has to be supervision. So leadership has to take a role in the top. Majorly, all of the provinces, all of the municipalities against those five criteria, and they have added one criteria which is about the availability of information that the auditors must evaluate to come to their opinion. So they look at this aspect. Now, looking at the aspect of the availability of information, I think I will have to express it in a traumatic way because if I express it in a way, it might not make the impact that it should make. 63% of the time, or 63% of the municipalities do have an issue around their availability of information for what it has to do. The extent of that and the impact of that on the audit opinion is a different matter. But the realization and observation that most of the time the information is not available for the audit has to do is an issue. Only 37% is are doing this process. The quality of the information submitted, which speaks to the people that prepare the information, the level of understanding of the issue they need to be dealing with, the control environment that feeds information into the preparation process. 18% only is of good quality of the auditors. Otherwise, there's major adjustments that have to be done before the auditors can understand that. So we're talking 80%, 82% quality of the information being perfect. But during the auditing process, then the auditors would give an opportunity for municipalities to adjust things that can be adjusted before the finalization of the report. In submitting the information on time, there has been some improvement in this regard, because only about 23% of municipalities are appropriate. If there are the ability of key officials, and this is critical, there's an example in the national environment where one big accounting officer is available at critical times of the audit process. We're not asking the accounting officer to be there every day. But at critical times, when three key questions have to be answered, and getting the officials in the department of the municipality to answer those key questions. If the accounting officer takes that process seriously, then you find that a lot of these issues get resolved. 48% of the time that are happening in local government. The risk management, compliance with legislation and all of these things, and internal control and good governance practices, that is still a very big problem. While a lot of municipalities have internal good functions, risk management functions and so on, the capacity in these areas I think is a big problem, not just for local government, but for the rest of the country. In particular, the internal auditors are very, very few in this country. So most entities rely heavily on service providers. Some people interpret the legislation very strictly that it says you must have this function, and then they interpret it to mean that you must have staff members that are doing this function. Meanwhile, you need to have this activity taking place, whether it's done by a service provider or by an in-house structure. It's immaterial. The legislation doesn't prescribe how you're going to make it work, but it says you must have the activity. So 80% of the time, that is the problem. And therein lies a big challenge in relation to service delivery. Therein lies a big challenge in relation to the potential of public resources being misdirected. If the control environment is not good, it makes the environment susceptible to those things. It may not happen, but the chances of that happening are just too big. Supervision. This is an area that is a problem in the national sphere and local and provincial sphere of government. This is an area that is also a problem in local government. At least 60% of the time, you don't find proper supervision being exercised. That's a symptom as well that might indicate to people that should supervise not being there in the first place, or people that should supervise not having the right skills to supervise. It's an issue that one needs to dig much deeper to understand exactly what the real issues are telling the society. But it will be a combination of those. So, if you look at what I've just said about these best practice things that I spoke about, if you deal with the supervision issue, you deal with the government and government administration, internal audit issues, you make sure the officials are able to answer questions. You are most likely going to be able to deal with the other three best practice issues. Okay. So the problem isn't technical in nature, because the problem is a basic problem. You need to have people there available to do what you need to do and respond to the issues that they have to respond. Now, to conclude here, so that we can allow for a deliberate meditation, what role then do we play in this regard? And I think that's an important point to make. We set the rules of the game, we go through a process in doing that. We provide training in terms of understanding these rules of the game. We are available to respond to critics when the critics are being heard to the extent possible. These are taken advantage of in certain instances, and sometimes they are not taken advantage of. You've spoken here about money spent by the treasury, the financial management grants, setting up committed frameworks, and all of those things. But at the end of the day, we need to recognize that a municipal manager at a municipality ought to take the step. A mayor ought to raise the question. The council ought to raise the question so that these issues are addressed. Bringing in support from outside has advantages, which we will talk about as we engage in terms of what needs to be done, and has its advantages as well. We've got ways in which we think we can provide support, we can deal with this issue. But we have to recognize that if I bring people, 10 people from the trade and municipality to work in that municipality and support that municipality, there is a possibility that somebody might think that I'm planning in fire to get information from me. So we need a process that allows us to engage with municipalities in a manner that allows that there be an understanding of the rules that each of the stakeholders play. And we need to make sure that at the right level, the right questions are asked so that the answer can be provided. The responsibility at the end of the day lies with the municipality to take the action, to take the support that is being provided, and run that support. How much support do we have as national treasury? I know TCC has been interested in being staffed up over the past 3 years. I don't think it's adequate yet, but you will accelerate your staffing process to the extent that there's demand. Otherwise, you don't want to have people sitting there not doing anything. We've recently had the structure in the Office of Attorney General reviewed to provide for dedicated support at local government, and we're in the process of putting people into those positions so that we can increase that support. But that is not sufficient. The municipality must take the responsibility. They must pick up the phone and ask. They must write the letters and ask for help so that it provides help. If you bring help where help is not asked for, even if there's a need for help, it doesn't work. We provided the supporting municipalities, for example, municipalities with support of external people. In certain areas, those people were just sitting in the corner not doing anything. Because of the suspicion that arises, I don't know from where, that says that, why are these people here? You know, the old story, if you grow up in rural areas, your house is burning, and somebody wakes you up and tells you your house is burning, and you all get saved from being burned by the fire. And the story continues for the years. Why is he the one that saw that house burning? What was he doing at this point? At this time of night? He must be the one that started the fire. So that is a problem that I think we ought to realize exists. So to the extent that we can provide the assistance, we will. But unless as long as we're not calling the people that start the fire, when we came to fire was there and we needed to help, we don't have that money. No, don't. Okay, I think that is the picture, and I will leave the rest for the engagement. Otherwise, I will take this meeting. on the issue. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lumi Bango, the accountant general. He's been in our office quite a time. We are very close to working together. If we, but of course, we were told that I'm still in the air. Unfortunately, we have been there on my time to have to take that through. But then, it's not a matter of setting the fire. The Constitution is also clear in terms of the assistance the national department and the provincial department must be doing. Legislation is also very clear in the FMA in particular. And the best I know very much in the FMA is that I aspire to be Mr. Mutala. In the context of all of our collaboration with the collaboration of this. Whilst on the one hand we want to wait for people to call, but I think on the one hand we must also be proactive. This is because part of the bigger problem is when people are coming to see section 139. And then the first question we ask ourselves is, why have you done it before this man, section 139? So say this man, considering the engagement with the parties, whether they want it or not, if there are minutes that support that show that has been this proactive assistance to municipalities and they were existing, we are also better able to say to municipalities that you don't need assistance. And therefore we blame you for the municipality going down. We will come back to, I mean, the issues of the Western Cape and how they were doing better, so that we must learn from that. Is it because the provincial treasurer in the Western Cape has employed more people as the first staff of the Spanish? Or is it because they have much more committed people in the unit? Is it because these people are much more capacitated? Both in the provincial treasury and local government, we come back to that discussion so that we must then assist the other provinces. As I said, it would be nice to have no unqualified support next year so that all of the municipalities are better than the municipalities. That is the big challenge. Meeting is open and general. It must be driving to solutions so that we are able to say not that the future must be improved. So that we are able to say, oh my God, the future is improved, this is improving, etc. It should not be practiced only by an unqualified support in the city. We want to see all of them getting better. Apart from the district, which has outdone the metro, there's a metro there. There's a brand new metro that has been proclaimed not long ago, Bafado. So that has been the only that has been done. So, what is it that all of us must be doing? It would be nice to hear from the embassy as well as from the unit. I think I want to start from there. Whether the units are properly capacitated. In terms of testing power, funding, etc. What is necessary to ensure that this unit becomes normal? I that from the Eastern Cape. Madam? Municipal support unit. Open capacitation. Especially we know that the city of government has some money. You can't be saying that you don't have under funding in the area of the matter is that your age will be.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. In the application of funding, that in the past we do not have a creative in the first abortion, and therefore the support was done in the back of the support unit and it's called support and intervention framework. It therefore covers certain categories of support. The light, where there is a master program, the medium, and the intent. And lastly, the intervention, the one that you have in 139, which was saying is the remote, which is the remote focus. So we categorize the support according to light, medium, and intent. So as if it is in the activity of this, it is given dominant. Another one that is going to be looking at cost for spending level, so that the NEC is informed immediately. And then the system that is put in place by the other way will be able to follow back the other way of following. So, the infrastructure will be put in place for the system. And I'm saying the NEC has approved additional staff into this. And I'm very well forward to turn for the policy to come up with that.
The public service director is in particular here. You are also now aware that the public service director uses that opportunity also for handicapped. I mean, we know in our engagement that only one person that has been the key person in the public service director is somebody Kamash. Do you know whether that unit is capacitated to the FCP?
Jefferson Day, we were agreed because the direction was saying you must work together if the person is capacitated. And therefore, even if when we report to the idea of that, if KCPA 4, Municipal, Punjab, and Delhi, they were joined. So they are supporting our center. We have got those integrated meetings going out together with the public. Yes, there are programs that they have done with our partners. Those were all of part. We were agreed to put them together. Hence, the church is interesting. Just 3 weeks ago, we had a meeting with the AC of the province and the professor said that we were looking at all these in terms of the one, and you agree that for 10, that at least will seem to be better. We're saying our program is to maintain that they remain where they are, and they don't take much. If you can't buy, you took another 12, where they are there, actually, at the same amount. This is our program to make them move better. So we've got 22, which strengthens instead of 25 in going after that. So our own cost of opportunity, even in the adjustment that we will see from Kama, we have agreed that it's going to have more money to make sure that it's
okay.
Thank you. In the province, you have, when you did one, we never created it, but not the capacity. But from the provincial treasury, we have in our region, in each district actually, three officials that deployed particular support from the department. We have them at headquarters as well. And the collaboration between the treasury office as well as the local government and so we continue to ensure that we render the quiet there. But I think what has been quite interesting to observe in this province is actually one district in Kalamu where through proper supervision at a political level as well as at administrative level. Municipalities in that district were actually able to be pulled out of difficult situations. We actually have best performing municipalities within one district, and If one thinks back a few years ago when I was in the local government, I remember that one of those, in that municipality, we had the worst municipality in the country and the best municipality in the country. And we see now that worst one is actually among the better performing municipalities. And I think to a great extent, credit goes to the district, which has and continues to have the capacity to pull these municipalities together. So we are trying, what we are planning to do is actually to learn from that best practice and ensure that we could spread that access to the municipalities. And we are hoping that we will be able to pull our municipalities. So indeed, as the Accountant General has reported, there has been some movement for instance in the province as a result of the intervention. And oh, by the way, we are talking to this one after. I'll come back to that one once we said level. But indeed the capacity that we have are evaluated. But I'm saying we are hoping that through having learned from Kandala we actually be in a position to spread that assistance across the province and hopefully we could end up with better support.
The northwest, in the Tennessee Java, northwest. And by the way, we're from this province, not from Lokako, from Nandanga, and so on. You know, we know the story of the first place, so, Nandanga, that's there. Her man is in the country, wow. If you have. Now,
in which department we do have a good supervisor. The difficulty of this complexity. We currently have only 4 members of the department. The chair, I think the problem is not about staff. The issue is also about having sufficient building funds. In many instances, to address the problem that the local government has. For example, the issue of providing a they don't have the capacity and the financial resources to do that. Clearly, there is reliance on the provincial government. So, program funding is probably important. One other issue is that, I rather look at it as intervention instead of support. Because the support comes in protection. And essentially, to ensure sustainability, one has to ensure that you get the right to have the money for it. And that essentially means that you don't get. In many cases, you find youth fighting disabilities. Even if you go to going to support them, you cannot sustain their support from the local basis. But currently, as I've indicated, the capacity is a problem in this case.
We know what you can do. I know what you can do. However, we do have a challenge also as a treasurer in the center. We
we have a problem, but at the moment we have the gate with the network that will try to address this problem.
We would have to come to the other person. This is for you, I can see. We don't want to put one to the legal finding. We'll deal with that one. Why might the legal finding for?
Okay. You mean the provincial treasury funding the local government department?
In the context of the sanction.
In the context of, yeah. No, I think here that's a very, very big question. The Northwest has a problem. We have challenges of the budget. We have to do that problem, and I think you should be aware that after the market process, the Northwest has problems with the budget. So generally, all this happens. So not only local government, but all the government of the country will be that funded.
We come back to that discussion. The housing, how we said, not talk to housing, but that's the format for now. Then let's go to Limboko. And then Limboko, are you here? No. No, not the Cape. Need asking. Or Guru. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I feel that my colleague as well from a local company here can can I please quickly talk to the last point that you spoke about and the issue of financing support to local companies? I think in the couple of treasure forums that we had, including the actual I think the president made and taken on board. He has said the financing of the implementation of the FNA in general did not really come with sufficient funds from the government. If you compare the amount of money that is granted to the FNA implementation, they are so that was the clearly been made, I think, together with our national counterparts by an agreement or something like the question of that to the market. Just briefly to talk about our own provincial treasury capacity to support municipalities and the province chair. I think we are almost there. We do have a dedicated unit called municipal planning unit. We work, however, as team, if you like. We deploy support program across all the three divisions of treasury. So that unit is able to deploy capacity from internal bodies, which is one line management of treasury, also from financial management as well as cash management. So when we go into the municipality, we pretty much bring in a comprehensive package. Obviously, the size of the province and the number of municipalities that came and had stretches of capacity to the limit. We have, as of the fourth quarter of 2008, introduced what we call a municipal support program, which is very, very cutting-edge, that fixed and broken needs. That is very, very much in our use of our service. Who really were not even in the IC in our assessment, but pretty much non-functional, but in basic. Yeah, so we are having this program in the first quarter of this financial year to cover 14 more. But I think the point that was made by the accountant general chair is not the underestimate. And the point is, that as much as we can be proactive, this process of supporting the incarnation has to be a two-way process. You probably would have a good sense of the politics in our province and sometimes even though it's not supposed to be, those politics play themselves out in the way that it's supposed to work. So we will find in a few cases where our officials have raised this point in municipality to them, the point that we are under general rate, it comes up, and in fact sometimes open hostility officials as well as this kind of thing. Now, there is so much you can do in an environment like that in terms of support. Problem is, somebody is not aware that wherever they are, the house they are in, is actually on fire. For you to convince them that immediately is not as easy sometimes. So that's one challenge that we create in the problem. Coupled with that, obviously, is just the absence of the intervene or provide support. It's going to support somebody. Now, if that somebody is not even there because of the number of vacancies that are prevalent in those municipalities, that support basically once you leave, it's gone. So, and mind you, you can't be running municipalities as treasurer officials or local government board officials day in, day out. You might as well then be employees of local authorities of support. So that's really the challenge. And I think the ruralness of Cajun and also does not have much in terms of being able to attack the right skills. In the first line, problems are actually found in very remote, very, very low capacity municipalities, largely because you can't really attract people to go and rest the right people that you want. But my last chairperson is that as much as we can complain a lot about maybe capacity, and there's a lot of other certain nuances that is tackling head on. Politics being one side, in the way that officials are officials. Like I am an official, I'm not an official. I have to go and do what I'm supposed to do. Now, if when I go and do what I'm supposed to do, but then the council on the other hand issues at the political level, then what do we do in that particular instance? And I think it's really the realm of the executive. We really talk about this quite often so that officials, when they go and provide the support, they the role of the more maybe you can write a lot of money for the
thank you, Honorable Chair, and members. And in terms of the capacity of the department itself, we have had limited capacity and therefore have relied to a large extent on external support to support the department in many programs that were implemented in municipalities. But just to say that the NEC and UCSA have approved a revised structure for the department, which really expands on the capacity that currently exists within the Ministerial Finance Support Unit. The intention is then also similar to that of the Malanga province, where there will be actually officials dedicated to each district in the province. The funding issues, again, with the restructuring of the department, some of the funding that we would have employed for external support to municipalities and programmatic support is now going to be utilized to actually beef up our own internal capacity. The funding allocations that we have received have been limited, and we've also been put in a situation where we've had to phase in the implementation of our new structure and identify critical focus and deal with that over a 3-year period. So it's not going to be an immediate solution, and we'll have to find a balance in dealing with some of the issues. I'm not going to repeat what my colleague, Mr. Mabukur, has said in respect of some of the challenges in municipalities. Safe to say that I concur with some of those. We have had to be a little bit more innovative given the number of municipalities, the extent of the province in dealing with some of the issues. And we have therefore, as has been suggested by the Accountant General, attempted to implement shared services in municipalities and provinces. We focus on shared infrastructure audit units, shared audit committees. To a large extent, that has worked. We've got more than 75% of the province now having these institutional arrangements set up. But as, again, one of the issues that severely hampers the sharing of services is, in fact, the political issues and the ability to get municipalities and many instances to then work together on really some very basic business processes where, in fact, the business has proven that there really isn't a world to want to deal with some of those issues. Our focus is also we work closely with our Salga counterparts in the province. Salga launched recently their district area finance forum, and these are taking off now in municipalities in the province. So we do have similar institutional arrangements for sharing of information within districts. We don't so much have any wider engagement. My colleagues from Treasury may have omitted to say that also at the provincial level, we're hoping to set up a subcommittee of the Premier's Coordinating Forum, a technical subcommittee, that will then, similar to what is done in the Western Cape, address issues of financial management, accountability, and so on, and ensure that we're able to deal with some of the issues of that level. Our focus going forward, if one looks at the results of KZN, we have had a progressive improvement. We've reduced the number of adverse, the number of disclaimer. Consequently, the qualifiers have gone up as the accounting general has indicated. We have increased the number of unqualified, financially unqualified, and we contribute one of the two national unqualified with no emphasis on matter. And in of note, that is in fact from a not a high capacity municipality as well. So we believe that some of our interventions are working. We have made transfers via the Divisional Revenue Act to municipalities specifically for financial management support, similar to the MFIG. We've coordinated with CPLG in terms of the focus areas for the grant, because one of the things that we did find was that municipalities were using different grants for the same purpose. And we try to rationalize that and focus our support in that particular area. Our focus going forward, Mr. Chairman, will really be headed in beyond asset management, debt management, and really provision of support and some of the basic accounting functions. And my colleague also said the issue of convincing municipalities that they're actually experiencing problems, financial problems. That is an area that we need to look at, and the question would be how far do we take support, and at what point does support then become intervention? For us in KZN, one of the critical success factors for support is actually the will and the commitment of the officials and the councillors to want to turn around that municipality. And if that is missing, then we have no hesitation to move forward to intervention mode. And that has worked in some instances. But again, once you're there in intervention mode and the municipality starts seeing the benefits of what comes indirectly as support through an intervention, then again there's this dependence on that support again. So with withdrawal, you might find that there's not that much sustainability going forward. Many of the CFOs are on the national training programs, on various other training programs. The support track is very high, but that also takes them away from the office at critical times in a month and during the year. And we find that that is one of the problems that we currently encounter.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
Thank you. Good afternoon to the House, and thank you to our Council General for acknowledging our humble efforts in the Western State. What seems to be working for us is the intensity and the focus and the intent behind the partnership that we have with Provincial Treasury. So this is a relationship that's been built and mastered over the past 4 years, where we've designed the nature of what kind of intensity and relationship interventions are required for us to partner with our municipalities in a way that makes, that adds value to municipalities, that executes our mandate and that ensure growth within municipalities. So we've come a long way. The journey that we've been on has been being improved year on year, and I think we're at a place now where we're not, you know, complacent. We still have particular areas that we are not happy with ourselves that we're paying attention to, and we'll have some particular interventions. So it's a combination of those things that we talked about, but the essence comes down to the leadership that we provide, the direction that we set, and the credibility of the relationship that we build with municipalities that we partner with, and that's not a top-down event. You know, concerns that we would have that we are providing, will be providing some focused support on. I think we know it's no longer one-size-fits-all arrangement. We're not trying to play that approach any longer, trying to get to every municipality. Each municipality has its own nuanced specific needs and issues, and they're tuning into that. I mean, for example, if you look at the 15 municipalities in the province that have received the review or qualified audits, there's at least 10 of those that should not be in that category, that just have no excuse to be in that category. And so they are part of the top 10 municipalities from a growth perspective and a growth potential perspective. So we certainly want to zoom in there and see how we get them out of that category. And then there's a few of the old project consolidation municipalities that have year on year shown improvement and are getting there with systems and so on having been improved. In terms of our two disclaimers that we're certainly not proud of, Oudtshoorn, I'm confident that things have been turned around there, and I'm sure they would not find themselves in this category for the next audit round, and we will do our best to ensure that. In terms of Cunningham, I'm also confident that things will become better there, and that they, you know, all the indicators are there that they will get out of this category by next round. So we will be working hard to achieve the dreams of zero disclaimers in the near future.
Thanks, Jay. Just apologies for Argentina being here. As you know, we have spoken about politics, but politics is very important to something special. I did ask a question in terms of capacity. Perhaps just to add on to what my colleague has said, I think part of what we've accomplished in the Western Cape is based on, first of all, the relationship and the agreement between ourselves in terms of what we have to do to the department. But what we've also done collectively is build a relationship with the different municipalities, and that's been an extensive exercise, particularly for the local government, as well as the official and the municipalities. As she's also indicated, we've now divided municipalities into two groups essentially, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But what we have in provincial strategy, because that's, I think, your specific question that you asked in the beginning. We also have what is called a central coordinating support unit, we call it local government public finance. We've recently split that into two to deal with the two different groups of municipalities. The two different groups would be the City of Cape Town, that's all the large ones, because they have a very particular need, and that is led by the Grand Forces sitting there with the Golden Time, like the Sun. And the other units are the bigger group of municipalities that we've got. And the others are the bigger group of municipalities that generally the small ones, which includes Oudtshoorn and Cunningham, and it's led by you're thinking from back there right at the end, looking very Chinese this morning, if I may say so. Beyond about that, and it's a similar, I think us Kaoteng and KZN have a similar structure. We have a special structure, and then we have specialized support units in the other. And that's the important one just discussing this morning in the council, which is led by the Minister of Council General, Mr. Alice, sitting there with Mr. Singh. And behind him, Ms. Nombalela Olifant, who is responsible for the MSMA accounting unit. a very dedicated approach to the secrecy of accounting, which speaks to many of the issues that Nawala is talking to. If you actually look at the qualifications, many of the problems relate to our accounting standards and our science. We have a very intensive training exercise and process together with the faculty. It's also indicated where we actually group them together and we share experiences and knowledge across. Beyond that, we also have a specialized climate change unit, which assists with strategy very specifically. In the project, we're putting together on the fixed asset side as well. We also assist them in terms of our triple T's. And then also around the budget office, there's a dedicated unit which deals with the local government budget process. Most of our interaction with strategies are centered around three key events, if I can call it that way, Chair. The one obviously is around the budget process on an annual each and every year, which we call our local government MTEC3, essentially, and that's preceded by two precursors to that. And again, that brings in a whole host of different departments, where we look at the prior planning, your IDP, over all the issues that go with it, your AEDs, your ACPs, and so on. Other words, and to what extent the budget is responsible. And a whole host of corporate issues that we deal with at the same time, corporate government issues, same time. And there's a second one which we interact very closely with the strategies. And the second one is what we call around the IYM process, the Indian monitoring, which takes place on monthly, where we have lots of periodic visits to municipalities. We actually assist and intervene to some extent between the other commons, whether it is required or not. To find all capacity around financial management, financial management processes, financial management reporting as an important precursor to the annual financial statement each year. And then, as I also indicated, around the closure of books as a precursor to the finalization of annual financial statements, particularly via Nomalero, there are specific training sessions where we try and assist the societies to do so. I think that's just the data for what we do, Chair. If there are any questions around this, we more than happy to respond to that.
Can you send it to the Western Cape? Look, the policies are much more delicate in the Western Cape. We've got to realize the issues of the policies. The Western Cape should be correct. Or there's a change of policy and leadership. One is quality, one is not going to have a very much.
then after identify and install and so on. So that's what we should therefore. We need the capacity of natural pleasure to have what we want to do. The capacity of using the rest of the image of natural pleasure and the image of our kind. And there's also capacity that we have to have. And one of the most useful issues that have emerged here is the fact that some of the entities have left that where we are pursuing them locally. Is this political responsibility? And we are happy therefore that there are some entities here that appear as political family responsibility. It really is a very useful step that we really applaud entities that appear. One of them, when they were falling in the middle of the area, said, when you're living in that area, now, politicians must be there. Here they are. Because the Israelis experience, because they must push. And the Tamara that we were also raising ourselves in the community, this issue we call political politics instead of service delivery. The Tamara that should be raised. When we try to again continue all the local government, particularly in Lagos, from which our country is in local government, to ensure that this report, as we have here from the left, general intelligence management, is acted upon now, not from this meeting, we do want to see. Let us ask, for this problem, there must be this huge competition. In the end of politics, what they say that what politics? So we want to see children much better than we want to see. Because we want to see little kids much better than we want to see. Everyone must be better than we want to see. Because they have their own way. Money to come to come. You might want to say one or two things before I have not been able to raise questions. But really, our question is about how best to move all forward to ensure that the municipalities are better. Thank you.
Thank you very much, good morning to you. Yeah, no, thank you for that. Your chair and your, I don't know what you got the part of your committee. I can say that I do welcome the opportunity to pilot this. I think it was really because they didn't have the problem and an allegation. And it can't happen, unfortunately, because we're the club o'clock. The few remarks that I had indeed need to our ears of the audit office in terms of the action that's been taken on some of the observations that we've made and they're engaged with the audit office. On the course of the action that needs to be taken, including that they have brought out the oversight to the SDOP. I'm particularly delighted with the meeting because it is indeed taking oversight to the next level. But not only oversight, but cooperation for the betterment of the image of the municipality to the next level. My comment is just going to be that of threefold change that the consignment of that because I have implemented the accommodation of the decision of my after the meeting covered the value of the essence of what I have said. But I would like to just paraphrase and emphasize what I assume he has said. And perhaps in doing this, I just want to make an example of the recent initiative that I've taken with the office in going through the municipality in Limpopo, of which 30% of them are already covered right now on the Dutch property. This is an experience that I believe that it's invaluable and it's essential what happens because it brings meaning and straight understanding is the kind of issue that gets really positioned on the both by ourselves and the audience. And sometimes by the municipality. So we go there and sit with the municipality one on one to begin to judge the essence of the issue. Now, as part of that experience, what I've discovered is that there's a greater commitment from the many other councillors to get the right things done and implement it in the local government context. And those sessions which I will be doing to the rest of the other municipalities as well, hopefully, here in the next few months, I'm focused on three issues. And we're going to complete what's happening in this room and what has happened in our opinion. The issue is about if you are aiming for unqualified support, are we focusing on the right things in order to get that vote? And the right things are categorized into three issues. One is you have a strong accounting and financial unit. Because without a strong financial unit, no matter how much support pushes the society, you're not going to get a qualified support. And that's the question that I gave open energy to understand what are the efforts that have been made in that respect. And it's been amazing the kind of self-introspection that one gets in listening to the mayor, listening to the municipal manager, saying, this is what we are doing, this is our constraint, and this is what could help us to move forward. And looking at the strength of the accounting unit, one is not saying you should have all the units fully capacitated by all staff. We can have a situation where there's a business coming, let's say, for consultants, because it may not be capital bottom to have all the municipalities fully employing at all levels within the next few months. And therefore, our ability to coordinate consultants that are coming, provide those consultants, is what has to do with them. And that makes sure that while that capacity is there, there is a systematic transfer of skills that people can employ. And that's certainly what most municipalities are doing in Bofo through the support of the provincial government, from the financial agencies, as well as local government agencies. But what they've done, that commitment has been one to that effect. I'm going to allow myself to share this one because it is number one ingredient to get some qualified support. So if every municipality can have a strong vehicle, at least that is that step forward. Proper combination of because if there is proper information over from such as if the support staff on the day is accounting record. So that's the second issue. The second issue, which is more complementary, maybe one of the accounting parts, let me just like one important element, which will pick up during the roadshow last year. And that is the issue that is driving most of the qualifications in the country. And that issue, you may have picked up through the media or through the roadshow, the issue of citizen unemployment. That is the fundamental driver of most of the qualifications in all the universities that you have gone through, whether it's a state or qualified education. transactions have been introduced during the course of the day. But the other more complicated part is documentation that should have been there 5 years, 10 years ago. And which municipalities cannot lay a finger to hand on. Now, we say in the fact of the documentation that should be there, that they should not do that for not to have everything implemented that would deal with that issue. And that, once again, comes back to the strong punishment in the country. But one that municipalities inherited, the situation where they're making is more difficult. And for that, they did say at some stage, to our conclusion of the official last time this year, that we will need to find a solution. And I don't want to refer to that, but repetition. For that, we need an accounting solution, because the documents are never there, and the parties cannot find them, they will never find them, and we'll continue to qualify for the rest of the land. And saying, perhaps we should not allow the situation like that to go on and that high political instances collect them before the end of this August so that we can get together with the Commission Treasury, get together with the Commission Treasury and find the solution that is appropriate for each municipality that is confronted by that situation. We believe it is a tactical way to move towards a qualified report without generalizing on issues that they are not addressing and disregarding the fact that some investigation will never found any. So that is the issue that is at hand, which I think is the most immediate for next year. Preparing financial statements for this year that are properly supported by showing proper costs and proper deficits, which will be printed by strong financing, headed by a strong CFO, and which is supported to the best possible by consultants that are properly supported by CFO. And in that respect, identify upfront what are those areas where the municipality is starting with so that the interaction with provincial treasury and the national treasury can take place even before the COVID starts, so that support can be provided for interpretation, support can be provided for any type of assistance that is necessary. So, and also that process identify circumstances where for the carriage problems with documents and then find the solution for the society from the CR. I don't think that is a practical way to deal with the issue. The other issues are on that sort of seven to quickly pass it, but in our past it's been mentioned by President Natan as well, the issue of withdrawal from the Telecommunity Audit Committee. To the extent that the Commission has financial support, that will have priority because we have the natural benefit of the improving the internal so the third and last issue that has been addressed is the issue of the role of council. When council does need what do they talk about? Do they understand the support required by the municipality in order to eliminate all qualifications and make sure that the budget prioritizes issues that will lead to that eventual. Do they understand what the method is in financial support and workshop so that they can provide the right resources to move in the right direction? So we have nice house school support to be able to deliver to do the issue in terms of the available to come to the government. But ongoingly, when promises are made on the basis of council having pledged support, having pledged the right of profit, to build the financing, to build the economy, to deal with the action plans on the open board, is a question being asked on a monthly basis, how far are we with the implementation of the promises? And those are the two simple roles that we need to talk about. out insofar as it comes in contact. That's what entire flows in the one entire flow. And none of those issues of equivalent seem to deal with understanding the counting of things. But the first view would ask him the right question, that the right way to have to make sure that I'm part of the force around the before that. I would like to be in the qualification of the what I would see. I would like to stop there sharing several of them, paraphrasing what our intervention has been and refining them and bringing them to a much more actionable program going forward through the strengthening of the capacities within the party. And the disappear that I'm talking around what we've been talking to the mayors and councillors about in the book or is a video with the people that they have come from. And I'm hoping that by the end of this year we'll have a house in Bumalanga. Time committee will have gone side of the ICT and the legal so that we can have this one on one intervention. You touched on the issue of our own capacity. It is an issue that was raised and has been raised in part which we have dealt with, which we believe is possibly now what hasn't reached, because the issue of backlogging the health infrastructure treatment behind us. We will now be in a position to deal with only 1 year set of financial treatment, and in all the impacts that we have, we'll be able to say end of November is the date that we become more closely able to support. Because we have done that on the basis of examining our own capacity in order to be able to deliver the report at the end of November countrywide. And in Oakwood, we then have its own big problem where there's been a major delay. And even there, we've been able to assess all the backlog and be able to consider more convincing that end of November we should achieve a report. If we can achieve the report, we should achieve each and every report. I won't comment here on the issue of the report shopping and changing program, unless I get specific on what I will talk about. But the issue of quality is what we take seriously. Is a new series of questions around those issues. And that's the reason I'm going to invite you to take it away. So that I've had more away from the organization and have done. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. It was the first statement of Kaka. The whole internal capacity that the department needs to support the funding system and support the action within the department, in the long term, kind of collaboration, I should say.
My apologies as well. One thing we have big at counting. So we have No, in terms of the economy and other related issues. Yes, of course, you are aware that it's only one in the quality of the free state that has that is unqualified. Of course, we have a memorandum of understanding with the provincial president in terms of our approach in working with municipalities in capacitating them. We have a dedicated unit in our Department of Local Government and now in the free state, which collaborates with the unit, the MFMA unit in the provincial president. That's why this. Memorandum of understanding, so that we are able at least to piggyback on each other's capacity rather than duplicating our efforts with the provincial side. That memorandum of understanding is regulating first ensure that we look at the web of municipalities, especially in relation to both financial viability but financial management as well. That's basically one area of emphasis. And what the AD has already referred to on areas of accounting and the financial management is actually crucial. That's what we are actually trying to manage. But the problem here has been it's primarily in municipalities, and which is what we are trying to resolve ourselves to ensure that at least we address the basics, that there are record track, just record officials who can be able to keep record in municipalities. Most municipalities, even those that you think have got the prudent financial management, which are compliant in relation to most areas of financial management and accounting, you end up with they end up with qualifications specifically because of record management. And this is what we are aggressively addressing. That if we can be able to present documents for perusal by the auditor general in those municipalities, it would actually be helpful. But we are also assisting in terms of capacity building. We have collaborated with Gregory in relation to the intent in most of the municipalities to try and strengthen and deal with vacancies that exist in treasury. Treasury of municipalities, or in the financial component of municipalities. The level of training that those intents are, besides those intents that were brought earlier by national treasury, we have actually escalated our capacity of the intents in municipalities so that we actually try to capacitate and deal with vacancies that exist But the fact of the matter is which is really more crucial depending on a municipality to a municipality is actually the lack of capacity and the necessary skills in the finance component. And I think that is what we are concentrating on. That is where we are putting our efforts with our project provincial treasury at the moment. We've increased our own capacity. We have a director responsible for municipal finance, and we've tried to capacitate that unit by also having officers at district level who are actually accountable for their whole unit, who are at least available at the district level, who continue to give support to municipalities and that. And we're working very closely with treasury, which has also, in one or the other, created additional capacity, even at district level as well, to be able on. Although the officials are provincial based in treasury, but at least they have also created officials that are dedicated working on a particular district in our province. That's in a nutshell what I can highlight. Thank you.
Okay. We can have a discussion now up to quarter to one. The fact to one on that training meeting. Let's have a discussion now on training master, training for all the kind of input. We read what the public is already doing besides training the master. We're happy with the kind of program the AP is putting in place, and surely it's also something that's going to be able to assist. Endeavor to find disclaimer and finally to be unqualified qualified. The discussion has been an open comment. Clarity is an argument. So I thought that the border.
In relation to the problem, every problem is another problem. And I think the need of investment and the capacity and people's maybe power that have to do that. I mean, we can bring everyone out of one group and listen, and you could listen to the different problems, the key problems, issues also a little bit they actually present themselves to resolve this problem. If we're talking about politics here in the Western States, we're not talking about party politics. So the key problem, I'm talking about macro, the key politics is playing into the Western States, who make it difficult for sometimes for the officials and sometimes for the politicians in the middle to execute their jobs. And that is a real fact. I mean, I don't know if someone was liberal with me that. In other provinces, I don't know, but in our province it happened. The city that my province was not yesterday. See, you do also taking the over the report. Most of them is lots of documents, lots of availability. Now, I don't know how the capacity to see that officials that keep the documents in files and stuff of the study. And that's a real issue. And sometimes, as a reporting in the book, that some of that documents for 3, 4, 5 years, not submitted. They can't find it. You can't make a qualified, unqualified order and reporting that document is never coming to light or make up. So somewhere we have to say that document is this off and take action or write report and integrate it. Okay, in order to report is also that sometimes information is not available. Yes, I found it that CFOs and mail up CFOs and MFM is not available when the audit is here to upgrade. Then there are also many things. I'm not going to say that. They must be available there for us. And if you hear this, I'm telling you, there's a palace in the Popo, there's no full-time mayors and mail committees and everyone. There's part-time people themselves. It's very difficult because everyone has their own job, teachers, whatever it may be. Some of them haven't got work at all, and they haven't got transport to come and stay meeting. And that's a real problem. The problem in the island is a little bit wider than that. Recently, they also mentioned that they're coming with forums to meet together and they learn with each other. The report of all provinces is that the Premier Forum, the Mayor's Forum, the CFO Forum, the MM Forum, all types of forums, monthly. And I asked the question in the book of what were they doing at that forum. And I said, that's the issue. And I make a statement and said, well, they're coming there for lunch and tea. Because if you are there, then you will discuss there, no issues there. And also in our provinces, acting CFOs. And some of the municipalities have no CFOs at all. Now, if the accounting officer is not there, of the finance of the CFO, and how many of the MN is acting? For 2-3 years, not only it's not only a few months, 3 months. Now, there's a problem, and that's why I say, even every problem has to deal with their specific data, and they know their problem. And I think there's the only way that we can go on and resolve this problem in regard to progress. One of the fallacies of the report there, it was, I think it was the MM and the CSO and everyone in one. And I mean, you're not knowing what was going on, you're not knowing what the documents, you're not knowing everything. So that is the issue there. We can assist where we can, as finance, as national policy, provincial policy. But in the province itself, I think there must be staff teams who support the municipalities. And those municipalities, we're seeing them as spies or people who come there to take their job, to move them from their job. See that is the same thing as well. So that's just, I think, a crucial area where the service is the local leader, the capacity. improvement. But the improvement here is good, but it's not where it should be. But I'm talking not from all of the side, down all the side, but from local government, local side, from the potential side. That's the difference, I think, from the reality of it. And that is not the only way that it is.
You see, the other issue that is critical is the dictator's family was dictator's home. On employment of properly qualified, therefore, was not on the other side issue. And this money is right there and in 200 million over the NTR. But that is not the other thing that's on it. And maybe one of the things we want to do is also just go to some of the municipalities which has not yet appointed. Just to explain that why. Because the funding model is for that. But clearly, if it is about funding, green money already is not paying the metal key. But if municipalities are not taking advantage of that opportunity, then it means we must engage the take over in the municipalities just in terms of the taxes they are owed. And the appointment of properly qualified by the government. Secondly, the MFMA is clear in terms of the competence of the office of the CFO again. So clearly, those are areas that cannot be compromised. And we have a command, yes, Mr. Schumann. I'm not still with you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I think that's great. We very glad to share this meeting because some people have already indicated there's a meeting that can be waiting for, I think, for a number of months. However, we're glad that we are coming to our stage now. There is a problem in protection. And we also see from the report that there is improvement from the manufacturing. Well, I think that it would be good to see this improvement moving forward. However, I think that there is a room for improvement. There is a room for improvement. The standing with the body center and I think that the person general is good with music, person of and you tell us as well. And the youth using capacity, you think that we are still capable. Accepting the vote, there is not quite enough. Incidentally, last week, over a year, the rate is falling back, but there are still asking for 2005. This is not good. I hope that now the capacity that is built in the office will also be able to deal with those. So that when we invite them next year, those proposals, the report here will have been done. But the Constitution, the Minister of Finance Management Act, I think that is not unreal in terms of the provincial of the country, in terms of both national and provincial departments, in terms of the support of the national and provincial departments. Very good. Let's not be involved in the competition, very good for that support. Let's not involve the municipal management, that's important to be. And I think that sometimes it's difficult to be between the two. It would be nice if we were able to see this model so we can give it to each manufacturer. Because as you later reported, we have been through many manufacturers.
also, we also have an area. We're not to tell you under what we have not to pay.
It's unfortunate that with the constitution, which is very much held around the world, the constitution, it has some elements of the around. And as a result, what you hear sometimes is denied if a country cannot. There was Edwin McLeod, he was able to say, these are the best practices, go out and do this, because we found that this is the best practice. I mean, you listen to the report. In our department, we have been to call the police, in our department, we call the police. But I think that also contributes to the weaknesses that you find in this aspect. Because I've never been the committee. I don't know what is discussed in there, but I was told that you'll be able to say, but with MK, you're doing what is called, you're doing well. What is it that you're doing? How can we at this as in order to achieve to the same thing that you're doing? But I think that everyone that maybe have to himself or herself. And as a result, that's why we find in ourselves that people, instead of improving the talent of the swimmers and the athletes, the reporter on them, we in fact getting away. And I think that I like what the accommodation of our say, sometimes the officials are not saying, we do go there ourselves. And that those officials do not mind. They don't pay, they have no interest. Politicians, they have no interest in coming to go to it and start to speak. Instead, you may find that we know better than what is happening in a country to the process than what the current politicians know, than the provincial politicians know what is happening in their own country. In many instances, we know better than they do. Because they have a subject when you go there and inform them that they're coming to the province, there are things that you want to look at. So I'm saying the issue that you are raising is very important. And in those provinces, in many of those provinces, that's where you find the strategies that you find. Because they are not able to support, because they don't know what is happening. And maybe we will have to find a way as well of saying how do we encourage our own community to take interest in their own life. And local government is a very important sphere of government. Because everybody is taking such a claim, and somehow the public is not taking such a keen interest because they didn't call for something else. But from our side, we don't need to take interest in taking interest in that. But also, Chester is asking that. Like those provinces that have started ahead of you, I think that we really need to apply the process so that will not start in this in our own land, because oversight. In fact, we have found that sometimes the people who are supposed to be implementing this act do not know that much about the act. And I think that if the people of the implementers don't know much about it, then it becomes a problem. Because how are they going to monitor? How are people going to monitor if they don't know much about the act themselves? And in our, because one time I thought that I'm sure how the CPFG will also make their comments. So, we have already commented about the NFIG. But the other thing is, I think that is correct from what the president are saying in terms of the
What we do is also to make sure that the strength and that support. But what we're trying to do is not to find ourselves also parachuting and also competing at the level of the problem. But two things, maybe one or two things to touch on in relation to what has been talked about, especially with regards to issue of capacity. And it's true that, you know, as I mentioned in Human Access, that, you know, if you can't, then it means that you have enough or you don't have enough capacity. Because the issue of capacity, again, is one particular issue that I think for me, it only depends as to where you're sitting. And I think the key important issue is to say, if this approach of district-based deployment is being adopted, I think for me that becomes the very most important element that I think needs to really begin to define our capacity ourselves to really then be in a position to support. And so what we've done also is to say that we have a process that includes the provincial departments and to some extent some provincial treasuries, where we've developed already a national program of action that actually encapsulates this matter that relates to the issues of the Ocean General or the issues of the Ocean Opinion. And in that respect, one key question that we ask ourselves is that are we tough enough ourselves to deal with the tough issues that we are faced with at the local level, at the municipal level? And those issues we identify also training and support that really has to go with our officials that has to deal with this particular issue. And that is also on track. But one key important matter that we have observed is that I think as we talk about the issue of capacity, we need to then complement the capacity between provincial treasurers and local government. Because what I'm saying here is that all of us are working towards a common objective. And if we realize that this objective requires only 40 people to deal with, let's understand how many people are there in local government, how many people are there in provincial treasurers. So I'm saying the other is we need to go beyond the memorandum of agreement. The memorandum is just a document that is there. It's all about the implementation that we need to be taken, so how further are we going? So therefore what I'm saying is that, what we're going to say is that it is important for us to make sure that we complement, especially the capacity that is out there, because we're dealing with the same issues and we're really addressing the same kind of problems. But there are a few things that we need to push, set out and just put the proposals that already have been discussed amongst ourselves. One of the key issues is to say, if we need to deal with the issues of thin oil, there is a need indeed to encourage the spirit of beginning to have an approach where we have monthly or a quarterly financial statements. I know it's a very difficult matter to look at, but you see, the problem is that our CFOs are beginning to compile. Now you find that there are others that are busy now trying to prepare the statements. They still don't know that it's just behind the corner. So we're saying if then you have monthly or quarterly financial statements, the aggregation of those things gives you a financial statement, then you can rest with the nuances of that particular statement. So I'm saying those are some of the kind of proposals that I think are really, you know, things that we need to debate and talk about and say, is it really possible in some of the municipalities to ensure that we enforce the monthly financial, statements separately, so that down the line, as you reach June, you have 12 monthly financial statements, you put them together, they give you an annual financial statement, then you can really work with the money. But the other issue that is our focus is the remedial plan. Section 101 indicates that the Ministry of Local Government has to deal with the, you know, the matter that has been raised by the Auditor General. And obviously that has to be compiled within the remedial plan. If you would have in another case that in some cases there have been some municipalities that they are still also asking us, so how should the remedial plan look like? And I think it is our responsibility to make sure that end of the day, we define or we make sure that the issue of the remedial plan are in discussed. And I'm discussing this matter as a policy partner to say the AG has a roadshow. And all of us participated in this roadshow. But I'm saying that should not be the last point that we start to interact. I think maybe what we need to do is to say after the audit has been done, we need to also have another roadshow that are really commanded by the Ministry of Local Government in the province regarding the remedial plan. So that's how we also begin to as to whether there is that commitment to deal with the matter that has been raised from the audit report. Because I think for me the issue is making sure that we make noise about the importance of being accountable and so on. So there is another proposal just to say the remedial plan, I think the major focus, which we also have in the national program of action, we're really looking at to say how then better to make sure that they have a major plan all over in terms of all these municipalities. The other issue that we needed to just raise, the issue of the CFO. If you look at all the budgets, all these CFOs have been budgeted for, And the issue has always been that the question you are raising as to why are they not being appointed? And I think we had a number of reasons to say why, you know, people are acting and so on and so on. But when we really do zoom into their finances, we realize that in some cases, all of these municipalities have got money available and budgeted for with regards to that, to those positions. The only thing that we're still really grappling with is to say why are these municipalities not really appointing the people that are supposed to really be there. But in terms of the issues that has been raised, I think from the Council General and the Auditor General, our engagement really at national level are really fruitful in terms of making sure that we all keep that for one another in terms of supporting each other around the issue of the statement, the issue of addressing all these issues that have been raised. So sir, I think a number of issues have really been raised. But one other thing that we want to make is that the regular interaction with the offices of the AG in the province is also very paramount. I mean, it's quite important. Let's not also look at it from a national perspective, but also let's look at it from a provincial office perspective. So try and help the regulator, like, keep them in the loop, let's keep one another in the loop so that we are in a position to address these issues more collectively. So I think in that respect, from where we're sitting, this would be some of the kind of issues that we are really addressing within the national level. Our key focus is really linked to the dream that we have, just to say these are the issues we need to zoom at and try and address in totality. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I think the facility engagement is very welcome and timely. We have a municipality that needs to prepare its financial submit your statements, hopefully with the quality that we expect from it. I think we also need to recognize the progress that has been made thus far. We often wield a big rightful resource because we set the benchmark high. In categorizing the municipalities originally as high, medium, and low, we recognize the degree of capacity challenges. And I think the emphasis that we start to place on progressively improving is also likely to show in the documents that will be in the presentation soon. So the chapter of financial management. Rightfully so, the challenges still remain in a number of areas. And if one looks at putting it into proper perspective, when the Act came about in 2003, and we started the experiment in 2004, you know, at that time we had municipalities' budgets that were not worth the paper they are written on. And I think we must recognize from those municipal officials that there's been real positive change that has come about. And I'm saying, speaking from that positive perspective, I think we can achieve the goals that we. In keeping with that goal, we set up as a treasury and the participants from officials are mainly in this room on a quarterly basis to prioritize initiatives on the internet. So we put it into bite-sized chunks in a way to say, let us deal with the budget-related aspects early on, and then let us look at the focus on reporting, and then let's look at the duplication of the. So that trajectory of the strategic approach to trying to get the reforms in place, we believe is almost there now. It needs the collective effort of everyone, including the Oversight Committee. Our challenge is that the Oversight Committee of Council needs to also start to play its role. And if members are recognizing, we'll probably get to the stage of achieving the outcome. I'd like to remind the Chair as well that, you know, the Division of Revenue Act framework, which this committee has gratefully also put together, and thank you for that. In the financial management ground, Chair, not the financial management ground, the conditions assigned to real financial improvement. And if one starts to focus the efforts around those conditions, we probably achieve what we set out to achieve. That's the area change. And as far as the financial reform more broadly we also started to put in a piecemeal approach to the regulation of the water. Now, there's 4 years left for the competency framework to be fully implemented. We have worked with private sector institutions and universities for program expansion. Hopefully that will be rolled out very soon. But beyond that, the local focus on trying to get the skills that is required, I think we need to contribute to it. It has to be appropriate skills appointed at the right age. If we don't do that, we will be continuing the discussion waiting for the next year. We need to deal with something that is so key. So that competency framework, we suggest, if fully implemented on the ground, we will be able to achieve much of the constraints we now face. The funding rightfully said is meant to address those issues. I'd like to ask the committee as well to look more closely. There's a correlation between the different pieces of legislation we have. We are seeing, and thankfully for the council to really push this forward, celebrating the MFMA about taking it out. But committee members and honorable members should know we have to structure that. That is not really being implemented. We have to system that. But we have a 19th of code of conduct in there and other related issues that are not really being implemented and monitored as closely as we wish. We could do that as well because that as a package, and those pieces of legislation are put together as a package to get local government adopted. So one side can work well, if the other doesn't work, we have a problem. I'd like to start to raise that as a profile that the committee needs to raise with other committees as well, because we need to focus on those things. Improving the email reporting, Chair, you will note that the publication is now on the website, the Treasury website, but I'd like to congratulate our provincial Treasury as well, and local government. It is interesting actually presenting those reports. And something that has brought the reform from where it was non-existent to a stage where it is now. So I'd like to just put that into perspective as well. Then in conclusion, Chair, I think we are preparing a guide in worrying the way that interventions have been taking place. I think when the laws were envisaged and it was crafted by honorable members, I don't think it was envisioned in the intention that it is now being played out in the society. And we will want to put out a guide that will assist colleagues to work through a step-by-step approach to get to a stage of intervention. Because it is really, chapter 13 of this Act helps one get there. So I think we need to balance our perspective. If we do that, I think the laws are in place, the regulations are in place. It's how we now get together in a coordinated way, seriously coordinated and aligned to improve on this program. Thank you. Can we see the
of whoever makes a crazy understanding for them to be able to guide and at the same time be monitored with the official. Because they should see their number of people. But I can take the round by the Austrian general and say very articulation in progress to bring together that kind of understanding. And I think the suggestion that we make for some groups to take that with so much without any good for the opportunity is very important. Well, we are confronted with a situation of the craziness of the environment. We are trying to respond to the issue of why in some environments it's not possible to afford to do corruption. The postal levels are not attractive in many of our municipalities because of the level they are in. So once we cannot attract in some areas, those that are in already are not at the level. So in those funds, somebody who is confident enough would then have what they are funded in the level of understanding. So setting and not understanding what he is and he is in for those. But it has a reclassification that is not of the same level of so, and our approach as a government, we are looking into this working with provincial treasury, working with experience and ourselves, wanting to pull together this kind of thing to develop the region of policy. So, one is that we are hoping to progress in the We have also began a process of conducting the assessment of the government agreement of the very municipality so that we are able to assist municipalities including the government agreement of the municipal manager aspect of assessing this issue. So that in itself requires capacity within the government, that's the capacity that we are expressing. I think for us critical is how we put together the very role players as we are here to build on such means and ensure that we can. When anyone came in this case, we were talking of a model that has been using. Because if you want to find such a human life that got the qualification.
Thank you.
correct the mind, there are about 10 engineers,
right?
Technicians. Yet local universities at 9. This staff component is not increasing, it's just growing. Yet they don't have some service to give our community to do that. Now, how do we work? This is, as we are talking and dealing with issues of using this rearrangement, they're also dealing with the issue of not creating unintentionally a more staff. That's the one thing. Number two, let's also do not create some unfunded money. Because I have a challenge for that aspect. How do we then deal with those effects? Thirdly, how do we fund this infrastructure to be able to do this thing? That's another one that comes from my business. So that there's a building here who must be clear that we are dealing with issues of shared services. Is that some funding example? Because districts do not have them before how to make sure that they have need. Firstly, of all of these programs that we have in districts to help them. And ensuring that there are no problems made in having a good manner. There is a district in the northern northwest that pays salary for coming to Spain. Our first reaction, our letter that couldn't be succeeded. In the long run. Well, what you were saying is, do you have funding for this? So how do you ensure funding so that the district is able to do core business, if you like? The municipality is able to do core business, but there must be this interaction. That kind of mutual. Of course, mutual benefits to the two. Without really undermining the outcome. That's another matter that we must just deal with. Yes, from now. I see your hand.
Thank you, sir. You already one of the most important aspects, sir, around the role of the district in the municipality. In the Northwest, we have been trying to talk to the district not to make them for safety in the municipality. Because that's another challenge we should can have the unintended consequences. We think to one of the districts which is having about 2 engineers. Can we borrow this 1 engineer and deploy to that municipality so that what this municipality is building is own capacity? And also saving actually the resources. This man, actually, who's an engineer, acts there as a technical director in that municipality. Rather than giving the money to the municipality. Because what we are looking at is for the capacity to be in the municipality. The one example that I spoke about was the money where the municipality runs a short of profit altogether. Then the district comes to be out in terms of paying the salary. We also think of the district, that's what Bukiri Mawai were there. We think of the district, can we then have an arrangement, which is a self-service arrangement of a cost, where as a district, because we have high capacity in terms of the management of the finances. Also, that municipality, which is small, which is not, does not have as much revenue base, we're still building that capacity. We use the resources here to manage the finances there. And in the process, this must be over some time. So that you put out as a district when that capacity that is going to say that the response is there. When you put out as a district, the response can run on its own. I think actually this is one area which I think we need collectively to work on. The centralism, the municipalities, And even audit in actual capacity of the district, because my life having actually been worried, sometimes the district tend to also become to play big brother to the municipality. Where you find the municipalities are so handicapped, they can't do anything. So if they want to do anything, they must phone update the big brother, the big sister, and find out whether they can do this and that. I think actually that is one area which I think we are going to render the municipalities use as an example on what we need to do is identify this area. In our municipalities, where we find actually the very current area that we have problems in the current, they have a look at their collection policy staff. Even when it is there, it is not enforced. The credit control system actually are not there. The systems are just collapsed. You also have this DFO. And under this DFO, you don't have any qualified person who is supposed to work in the finance. So I thought that actually ourselves as surveyors, we're supposed to then identify that. And remedy that situation so that, because that's a fear of government. Yes, so that they can come on their own. Then we do our own monitoring. So, simply that, you know, we have where they need actually they have, and they augment deployed personnel sometimes. Even in the department, that's why actually the difficulty is we're not speaking about the shortage of the municipal finance. You see the municipality there that is grabbing up in front of the if you have the personnel at your own disposal, you can just deploy this service. Have to give capacity and then build that capacity after some time, then you pull the service. So I think that with the district municipality, there needs to be a concrete memorandum of understanding so that. They don't just get across into the municipality. That's my one.
So thank you. You mentioned that more than 3 times.
No, I will
just before I get to the class method, just to indicate that I mean, the upcoming to our very important issues talking to the agencies. And we actually do agree with the observations we are making. And we already have the information that they are presenting to ourselves here. Our view is that it is provincial treasury working with the other structures of the district must actually assist to ensure that we achieve the objective. That I said, we know our weakness and we know the strength that we have and our plan working with SALA, obviously, is a very important partner. Is that we should seek to find ways of strengthening our weakness. Because that is actually the determination of our strength. Not the strength that we have, but the weakness that we have is actually to determine our strength. And our approach is that in a collaborative way, we should actually work with the partners ourselves, Department of Local Government, and SALA to actually seek to find similar solutions so that our intervention is directed and focused. We want that to that we'll finally find to reach our destiny. And our view is that when we listen to SALA speaking about this matter, we should say what Treasury would say. And local government would say, that is our ultimate question. And now coming to HAT is a very interesting, perhaps I should tell you HAT, you know, one of our weakest link that we'd like to play now here is actually our very important region, which is the Shanghai. Because that's where the capital of the province is, and that's where all of the so what is that about it? We send things around. We have very interesting policies in that area. We have Utah Creek, which is the northern area, consistently underperforming for many years. And some of these parts of the group are doing very well. They've just lacked mountain of airline companies and so on. So we will obviously, part of our main target to pull them through. I think we will definitely pull them through. We're very good measures together with us and Department of Local Government to work around the Asian because it's a very crucial municipality for us to pull and pull out. Even those municipalities that are underperforming in Asian Daily, they are very compatible because they were well, it is a wonderful result, but I think they were in a weather situation where documentation was no way to come. None of them had come to it. But it has been very bad. Now, coming to Kerk, Kerk is an interesting municipality. When you go back a few years ago, Kerk actually had the highest concentration of financial people. And the whole province actually was benefiting from Kerk to the financial intervention that I said. Now, that's the problem we see, unfortunately, and I think that's why we find ourselves where we are. Where it is, you have, presence of engineers in the health is actually a very interesting one, and we are working on the matter. Chairperson, you should also know that Passport has the highest concentration of engineers in the country. And one would assume that there has just been this good working relationship between Passport and the district that holds the highest concentration of engineers. Hence, you find the negative environment. But I think what we need to do is we need to make sure that we are able to ensure that the municipality benefits out of that resource. And it's something that we are aware of, and I think it's something that we are working together with the local government and the government. I think going forward, we will actually try and make that property happen. Hopefully, in a year or two, we will be in a position to say that we've been able to pull ourselves out of the situation. The good thing is that we have indeed, like I said earlier, on that, they're not performing in the country. In terms of our qualification, we actually have done very well. I think what we need to do is we need to make sure that by the end of this financial year, we put the four qualified municipalities through and we put a few ahead into the composition. If you were to be aware, that one municipality that was a scheme, never went through the qualified, it simply down from qualified to unqualified. And we are using it as a model. Officials of the department have been assigned to start with it now so that we can see as to how many of such municipalities can we pull through and down the qualified and the process. If we can, we'll actually use it as a model that could be donated to the country.
Yeah,
I know
this is donation to the government for a project. Well, is there a matter of life and death? I'm getting there now. Slowly, I'll start from that side, and finish with Harlem Senna. The economy is from Saura.
Thank you,
sir.
My name is Nikhil Eswara from Saura. Secondly, if you look at what programs you see highlighted from the country, and you will endeavor to respond to that. Unfortunately, Mr. President, I cannot respond to that. My question is not okay. But in terms of the way forward, just to add on one thing, that's my question for the forget to mention. Say that in our Senate decision, you are also starting to develop a cause. Now, I think councillors should discuss their other responsibilities. Because it's our view that if councillors are going to discuss their other responsibilities, some of the issues that they raise, they could be examined at a particular level. We can attack them. Thank you, sir.
Ms. Bush? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Kombozo from Tala. My Chairperson, I just want to come up with one point as a way forward. I've been listening to all the people, so I just want to make a summary of all. I've got two points to say.
the issue or the main purpose for CA is to improve the negative for the opinion from RMC. There's a lot that has been said by AG and the Alcantara General. But what I see, Mr. President, is that I would agree with my honorable MEC, Mashab, to say I think we don't put much concentration or effort to say municipality, you got the qualification or qualified address of the but now what are you doing to correct those things that were raised by AG? We are not saying you got the qualification, but the AG can issue out management letters. The management letters is in a way of the implementation that says these are the issues that lead you to get whatever negative opinion. And then what is expected from the municipality is to take that management letter and then to say this issue is for HR, this issue is for budget and treasurer or whatever department, whatever issue that has been raised. Then from there, you have your you have your implementation plan and your time frame to say this issue you have referred to the HR and then who is responsible for that. And then you have that progress report. So my proposal would be, say Chairperson, if we can empathize to municipalities, that when you get your management letter, have the implementation plan in addressing those issues. Because you agree with me, Chairperson, that now municipality who got the claim, who will get another claim, the very same issues are not new issues. That tells you that the municipality didn't take precautions to what the AG has been raising. But now, what are we doing? What are we saying as all the stakeholders? So I'm saying, let us emphasize the issue that municipalities, because we have called municipalities to say, guys, these are the things. But municipality, I think the national treasurer, whether they appoint them, they want a framework to see how to have the issues. But for me, it's a challenge because the issues are different. Your challenge will be a very record, then the other one will be a supporting document. So how do you plan around there if you come up with a framework? But the second thing that Chairperson I want to come up with the issue of grading. Because addressing all these issues, you need not just to have a unit, an internal audit unit or committee, but you need the functionality part of it, whether it is outsourced or not. But now the challenge that I've seen in the country, especially those who are the lower grade, to attract the necessary people whom you get are those who are still stranded. But once you send them the best that they will be. But now as a municipality you are saying you will now take in terms of the users. But the quality, because you need to qualify somebody and then you'll be happy again. So what I'm saying, Mr. President, I'm saying the issue of grading is still a challenge. In your proper, for our municipality, look on that one. I think that will assist somehow. And municipalities to maximize the resources that are there, because most municipalities, challenge number one, bank record. And a bank record, and in turn, even if you don't have a company, but within 6 months, you can do a bank record. But now, if there is a CFO and then the challenge is the bank record, that tells you there is something there. But there is FMC there and there is MSI there. So municipalities are not maximizing the resources that are there. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sitting and listening to the discussion and knowing some of the challenges that we have in the country. Around the issue of skills. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to realize everything that we say, but I think we need to work hard at ensuring that fine line to realize the objectives we're talking about. And I'm starting there, Chair, because there's a municipality in the Northern Cape on the border of South Africa and Namibia. The population in the country.
Yes.
Now, the point that you make about ensuring we have capacity in each and every municipality may not necessarily be feasible in every respect. However, when you talk of shared service, you also talk of a challenge in relation to creating a non-staff change. So we need to find a route somewhere in between that helps us solve this dilemma. And I think that's an issue that we need to engage with as a matter of decision. I do not propose a specific solution to it, but I'm just flagging that those contradictions and saying that it's something that we ought to think about. And more pronounced because of that municipality. But looking at it, reflecting on the discussion that has been taking place and maybe trying to conceptualize some of that, I think there's a few things that we've been talking about. There's a lot of detail underneath each one. And one of those is about ensuring that we get institutional capacity in the municipality. Whether that takes the form of a shared service, that takes the form of capacity in that municipality, whether it's people employed full time in that municipality, whether it's service providers providing service to those municipalities. I think that's something that is coming out of the discussion here as well. We need to ensure that we've got capacity. Otherwise, when we start talking about bringing support, that support is not going to be any work unless there is additional capacity. Then it seems to be a little variety of things, financial management, internal policy issues, supply chain, budgeting, and so on. The financial management grants. There is some of these issues, and therefore we can exploit that available resource in this regard. The second set of issues goes into the issues relating to support. And I will again use my upbringing in the rural area to reflect. You know, because it was life hacking and all of those things, if there's fire on the forest, everybody runs there with something to stop the fire. And very little attention gets given to the approach to the use life, and sometimes people get injured. So we need to think carefully from a support point of view and not just deploy every resource that we have, because we end up doing the same thing by different departments, but all of us focusing on the same thing and leaving out specifically the question that some of the things end up not being focused upon as a result. So we need to be able to coordinate the support properly. The memorandum of understanding in the Barra provinces between CPSG and the provincial treasury and so on. There's interactions between ourselves and the CPSG nationally to deal with this thing. I think we need to strengthen that support, but also we need to make sure that support is ready for us on dealing with all of the issues that we have. Because then we can give you the detail of what is in the audit report. If we've got the capacity at municipality level, be it own capacity or outsourced capacity, and we're coordinating our support in relation to support as far as possible. Very late in the day for the objective care of every region, of course, improving the activity, is a tool that was developing that you can look at yourself as an entity. You are already implementing this tool in the national department, and hopefully we'll roll it out to the province. I know the Western Cape, when we proposed about this tool last year, they said, why is it implemented by February next year? So we're 8 months behind that. That request, but that tool will help, because you can then look at yourself as a municipality and say, where am I at? By just answering simple questions, simple leading questions in terms of what you do, what you don't do. Some of the speakers they have spoken about bank records and all those things. You can answer questions around all of those things and in every aspect of the activities that you're engaged in. And you see where you stand. And where we are sitting as a support provider, we can understand what are the challenges that municipality face and then come with the intervention that is appropriate. Now, Chair, we can help that report maybe quite much in the municipalities, but we would not be here in sufficient time so much to to do to implement the recommendations that will come out of that. But at least going forward, you're laying the foundation that will create a way in which you understand not just the problem, because it's easy to say there's no recommendation being done. It's easy to say the documents do not exist. But to understand some of the challenges that lead to that becomes a that problem. And then the third element, check, is relating to the strengthening of our culture around local government. Strengthening oversight, because, you know, I listened to national and made reference to national and provincial departments, accounting officers and official departments responding to questions to oversight, and realized that they are not answering the question. And because they are not answering the question, and nobody is picking up or speaking to that issue, that you are actually not answering the question you are raising. Therefore, the issue or the matter gets deferred to another end. Come next year, there's a problem. And nobody sometimes in oversight picks up the language, but actually the language is only in the future tense. It doesn't say, we have done this and that, you know, we're now trying to see what the implications of that. It always says, we are going to do this or going to do this. So we need to strengthen oversight so that oversight can raise the right questions at the right time, but at the same time, try to establish the link between the various instruments that we have for oversight, the budget, the IDP, the reports that come out of the SBC, the SBDIP, and all of those things. Try and create the link between all of these documents so that the right questions get asked, because really the right questions are asked, the right implementation, there's a comment that has been made here about implementation of the failure to avoid the issue. But if you then address the additional capacity, you address the support issue, and what implementation is there, you then have the environment in which you can deal with some of the things. Maybe check is simplifying it too much. But I think those are some of the things we need to think about. And there needs to be a way in which those implementation events are somehow whether from the NCOP, from the relevant oversight structure that can force municipalities to do this. It becomes a resolution that comes from there. And that resolution should indicate the other stakeholders like DPSG and Treasury that should have a say or play a role in the implementation and monitoring of the implementation of those implementation plans. And maybe Chair, if we do those things, with the detail that goes with each one of those, we should be able to make some of the info that is
okay. Let me then say the following. The head for the group of the municipal input, clearly there's a long way to go. And let's then ask the MSA that idea, AOP that idea, PPSC and National Treasury, just to take a step backward. Let them meet amongst ourselves. Because for me, this capacity thing is critical. And so, we want to look into how best to ensure that we use this. Let's really look at that. I don't want us to go the road that's going to remove this, but there are people that are coming back from language. For me, it's not about removing this structure, it's about how best to ensure that all of us collaborate properly. And I think that's important. It's something that I think we've got to work on an ongoing basis, because there are these things that are entering both ways. We cannot remove that as one. There are those that are very important. So I think let's further work on this matter, ongoing work. Can we agree then that the immediate task, therefore, are the financial statements that are starting now? How do we start to have this municipality now so that we can recap some of the problems that are there now in the direction for the coming year? That matter is the matter that we must start. Of course, I think that the collaboration with the Department of Local Government
initiatives in our own province. Of course, together with the Nakhalid General to repair all those initiatives. The Khalifa Madras there is from the Khalifa Madras. We assist in the respect of the need of land. Then the issue of the oil field, what is not used is also critical. That we need to audit what are the problems, what are these problems in there, so that they will work out a plan to address those fields. And so that we have to do from the funding, we have to also talk about that. What kind of, I mean, if we work out a plan, let's cost the plan, so that we can say, in this department, we need our consent, we need treatment, and so how we cost that. The concept that the AG talked about, I think, is critical in the respect of law, documents, and so that engagement is also critical. Let's start engaging with AG. With the real purpose of ensuring that we can do that in the study. I suspect this meeting came at the most opportune time. There are interesting events that are going to be taking place in respect of local government. I hope you want to be able to see. Tomorrow, the Minister of Finance is presenting a report to the National Council of Provinces. We are having a discussion report. Specific focus on local government now. It's not public. Local government. I don't know what you. In the period we have, this is the second kind of consolidated report from that area. I would have laughed in that I do want to invite you, those of you who are in this area, because it's about municipal finances in all the areas. On the 26th, we will be having a workshop on that report as a committee. And let us be following and continue so that we need this discussion already to that report. That is coming from the Minister of Finance. Because I let to them tomorrow and bring in the next public of financial management. I will share the commentary workshop, a full day workshop on that whole report. We will discuss the municipality by municipality. Now, in this kind of a report, let me just say one of the things we always observe. Is that while funding has been coming in, always if you look at the provincial budget, you cannot say the same about that. The money has been growing, now the budget has been increasing, but service delivery has been kind of lagging behind. Now, one of the things we've seen on our side in terms of we will monitor this one in terms of the provincial budget. In that in some areas, budgets have been restricted. And education has been declining. Health has been declining. Roads have been declining. And so on and so on. But I'm not sure where this money goes to. Why it has been declining. It's an interesting challenge. So it's a matter that we can monitor in municipalities because we know the progress of municipalities when they're not able to spend the MIG. When the MIG was little, now the MIG has increased about 5 times. Now those very same poor municipalities here have been ready to absorb more money. So these are some of the issues that we want to be looking at in the report at the time. We don't want to tie to the government by giving the federal government more money when in fact it was able to spend a million dollars.
and I think the two divisors could be looking at again. Because for this, if you look at the MIG, now the MIG is increased. Because the municipality was getting a million pounds in the place. Okay. In terms of the point, therefore, I'm coming with these issues of the budget of municipality. I can tell you now, there is a report we're looking for in terms of our business department. One of the two things that we have there, which we shall discuss when the report is out, we have there to do.
It was not a good idea.
I'm going to go to the next one.
So do you? Was that the other question? I'm supposed to have a father for you. Thank you.
Okay, Anybody
I've already said it.
Okay.
Thank you.